the current scheme is due to finish up in April, meaning that unless you commence a development before the 24th of April, the development waiver won't apply to you, and it must be completed by the 31st of December 2025. So what I'm calling for is that this will be extended further on to allow for any development after April to also qualify for it. And we're still in the midst of a housing shortage, and any initiative like this that can make the cost of building either single units, be it rural one-off housing, or indeed larger multi-unit housing developments, anything that can encourage growth should be continued. And I would hope that the Minister for Housing would extend this scheme.
And if, I suppose, if the extension went ahead, it would allow for this to continue, those things you've mentioned.
Yeah, so the construction costs are still very high, and if the development contribution waiver still applies, it means that that cost isn't borne by the person building their one-off house or by the developer building a new development. So it's, local authorities aren't out of pocket. The money is paid to them by the government. In the last the full year of data that we have on houses in 2023, there was a 25% increase in the number of houses built in Sligo in last year. The development contribution waiver would have gone some way towards that, because I know from speaking to people involved in construction and indeed building their own houses, you know, that cost not being borne by them was a huge incentive for them to continue with their development. And I think if this was maintained going forward, we could see further growth in the number of housing units being delivered.